Come back, Mr. Rabbit, come back. As I chased the white rabbit, I got faster and faster. So close. What? Where did he go? By now I had no idea where I was. All I could see was big oak trees and a mud trail. I was really nervous, but I followed the mud trail anyway. Then I saw where the rabbit had gone. He must have gone down that hole there. I bent down and leaned over the rabbit hole. Hello? Is anyone down there? On my hands and knees, I looked down to see a deep, dark, bottomless pit. I tried to see the bottom, but it was too dark. Then I could feel the floor collapsing. Down, down, down the rabbit hole I went. I was terrified, just like a worm looking up to see a bird. I didn't know what was happening. I was so confused. Then my head started to hurt. It was as people were talking to me. Alice, help us. It kept going on and on. Get out of my head, I screamed. And then I stopped. Literally, I had stopped in midair. I was floating. I looked around and saw pots of jam floating beside me. I picked it up and tasted it. What's that flavour? Tastes like... That's it? Banana-flavoured jam. How weird. I looked some more. At first I didn't know what it was, but then I realised that there were dancing cupcakes around me. I must be going mad. There was a book called How to Kill a Hatter. I put the book back on the shelf. I wondered what I meant and what a hatter was. Down, down, down. I'd started falling again, but this time it felt like light speed. Then I saw a light. I thought to myself, hooray, but nervous at the same time. What if it was a pit of swords at the bottom? Oh well, at least I'll be out of this terrible nightmare. Thud, I hit the ground and fainted.